You're listening to White Teen Words. I'm your host and leader, Deb, and my members and I are back at it again to discuss a K-music related topic. Thank you so much in advance for listening. Don't forget to review, share, and subscribe to White Teen Words. Tell your friends to search White Teen Words or Unpopular K-pop Opinions on most major podcast listening platforms. We also have an exclusive forum for Black K-pop fans. More details are in the episode notes. Our intro and outro song is called New Vintage by Armani.
For those who don't know, I'm a K-pop writer, and that's why I was given this opportunity to interview Tiffany. Unfortunately, this interview was meant to be written, so I don't have explicit permission to release the audio, so that's why I'm only including sound bites and not the whole interview, but Larissa will be reading most of the parts.
So, to give context to this interview, this was during Tiffany's Run for Your Life tour, which was at the tail end of 2019. This interview in particular, I believe I did this with her October 28th, 2019.
Gotcha.
So that was 2 years ago.
I know.
That was crazy. 2019, 2 years ago.
Man, time flies.
It does. But what did you think about it?
I think it really kind of spoke to how, I don't know if she's still in this phase, but when you had the interview with Tiffany, it seemed like she was really being experimental and more excited to explore all the different facets of herself and like more so how to share it with other people. I think she mentioned like whenever she would put out a different genre of music and fans would be like, oh, that's not you. And she's like, oh, no, but it is me. I'm just finally showing you this side of me. Or even like feeling confident in exploring different paths in how she conducts herself, like in her career in general, all in a way to connect to the fans, I think as a whole, has really shown that she's kind of trying to like embody more of a like a fully like present type of persona and fully present like state of mind when it comes to music. And also when it comes to her fans, because I think she's like really, like, she loves her fans, but she really wants to connect with them in a way that probably has been different than when she was, like, first coming out as a solo artist or probably when she was in Girls' Generation 2.
How would you compare her from being in Girls' Generation to now? Because I, again, like, you've been a fan. You've been a K-pop fan for almost over a decade now, right?
I know. And so I'm sure you have.
But I'm sure you have like more information on her back in those days. It's just so wild to me to see like Girls' Generation and then now she's a solo artist. Like, I obviously, being a K-pop group, you're a collective. You're supposed to be like a united front and your brand is one way. Like, you're so I just would love to know more about what you think about how she was back then and now.
Yeah, absolutely. I think definitely now she's more confident and more playful, I think. More like open to exploring like all different types, like more open to getting more experimental and getting funky and again like exploring different types of herself and different facets of her personality. And it's not that she wasn't in Girls' Generation, but I think the closest thing that comes to mind, and hopefully this doesn't ruffle any feathers, is like when Zayn left One Direction. But without all the pettiness that Zayn left, because he was like, I want to do an R&B style now. Sorry. But like,
he left us foul, by the way. But
yeah,
go on.
Super foul. And it was like, well, Zayn, all you could have said is like, hey, I want to explore different genres of music that I'm not getting in the boy band. That's it.
Right.
Yeah. And I think Tiffany's doing that minus the pettiness, because she's like really excited to kind of explore who she is as an individual, because, you know, Girls' Generation was also known for being very cohesive in their branding and in their songs. And even just thinking, all I think of is the song, what you call it? Oh, where everyone's like, I'll be down, 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 ah, you know, they're like just super cutesy and cohesive. And I think she's grown up a lot too, like, and she wants to show that she's grown up and wants to explore maybe a more like mature type of sound that she wasn't able to get in Girls' Generation.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I guess when you think about celebrities and all the messages they get and all the notifications they get, I feel like a lot of people assume, oh, they're not going to see it. They don't see my one message. But that kind of her comment that you brought up does go to show that she probably was seeing all of those comments. Because I do remember during that time 2 years ago, how people were like, wow, this is interesting. This is different. Just like mm-hmm. she said. And I'll admit, even myself, I was like, this is not something I was expect from her. Yeah. Like at all. But I do love that she's fully aware of those messages, but not letting it kind of like bring her down.
Or discourage her. Yeah. We've seen a lot of like examples of artists who might go solo and then they put something out and people are like, oh, I don't like it. And then you see them kind of go back into the box of what they're in when they're with a group. But I think Tiffany's like, oh, I mean, you know, you might not have liked that one, but hopefully you'll like this one because I'm going to keep doing and experimenting with different stuff. And some might be hits, some might be misses, but as long as I try to keep authentic to myself, I think it'll be the best work that I can
do. Mm-hmm. One thing that I found interesting was that before, so there's parts of this interview that we did not read out because they're not really relevant or they're just like us getting acquainted by her manager. And then there is actually like a good 2 minutes where I was like giving her recommendations for what to do in my city. And now looking back and like listening to it, I was like, oh my gosh, why was I rambling for so long? Suggestions. I was like, sis, is she even really going to go to all these places? Why are you giving her like 6 recommendations and like what?
Yeah, actually, are you vegetarian, vegan, or are you all about meat? Because that definitely...
I can do everything.
Okay, so for like meat lovers, perfect. Meat lovers, I'll definitely recommend the Juicy Lucy.
I'm like writing all this down.
There's this place that opened up. They have locations around the U.S., but it's called Top Golf. And it's Yeah, it's like an arcade style golfing thing. It's really hard to explain, but like if you even just like look them up online, it's very, very fun. And even if you don't like golfing. Yeah. So even if you don't like golfing, it's still pretty fun.
No, I think because I'm gonna have a day off there. So mm-hmm.
I was listening to my, I was like, oh my God, I'm so.
Listen, we might get a new interview from Tiffany. Where it's like, how do you like Minneapolis? I was like, oh, I talked to this girl named Deb. She gave me this and this and this. And I was like, wow.
I hope so. I mean, I gave her good recs, okay? Like, I was talking about this, like, vegan place. But what I'm getting at is that she mentioned like, oh yeah, when I go to cities, I love trying out the local foods and going to Walmart. And I was just, I giggled a little too long because I think maybe she didn't mean those two things together. Like, I think she meant she likes trying out local foods and going to Walmart. But in my head, I was thinking like she would go to Walmart to try local foods.
Tiffany, please,
girl.
Can you imagine being like, oh, I have to go to Walmart to get something? And you're like, is that Tiffany? She's like, hi. Hey, dog.
Walmart? Girl, what are you doing here?
Right? That's like seeing Beyonce at Walmart. Like, oh, I just wanted to see.
I just wanted to see the local foods that Walmart has to offer. So I was just like, wow, I really laughed like a little too, I giggled for a little too long when she said that. Like, damn. I also think I was just like using laughing as like a coping mechanism because I was like excited and nervous. So mm-hmm. like instead of being like silent, I would just be like, cute little laugh. Like I wanted her to think I was cute. Like my voice sounded
aww,
cute.
You probably did sound adorable.
I hope so. I hope so.
I would have messed up. I'd been like, hi, Tiffany. I'm your biggest fan.
We've been following you since your Girls' Generation days, Gigi, forever.
She would be like, I have to go click.
Click. And then she would turn to her manager, what the heck was that?
Next thing you know, we're trending on Korean Twitter.
I really, really had fun interviewing her, and she was so lovely. Like, I'm very glad. Oh my goodness, I'm just really glad I had this opportunity because,
yeah,
I don't know. It was just nice to talk to somebody that has a different life from me and just to kind of hear their thoughts and whatever. And yeah. I am excited to see what she does in the future and what she does in 2021 if she does come out with music. But yeah, I really hope that you guys enjoyed this interview. We'll be including sound bites of Tiffany in this interview, but just to not disrupt the interview, I'm not going to explicitly say when, so you're going to have to keep your ears open. I also know that this is your second tour in 1 year. How are you feeling?
I am feeling amazing. Yesterday's show was so much fun too.
I'm worried that it's going to go by so fast. It's only the second show. I'm like, oh no, it feels like it's going to go by so fast. So I'm enjoying every single moment of every single day.
Do you usually get to see the cities you go to as well? Or is it kind of just like focus on performing, go to get ready and sound check?
On show days, I'm mainly focusing on performing and nothing else. But on our travel days, when we are like kicking stops in different cities, or it depends on like where we're driving through. But on off days, I'm all about like run into the nearest Walmart and try out local foods.
So this time you have over twice as many stops. What are you most excited about the show, your fans that didn't get to see you earlier this year?
I think I'm most excited about performing and doing the set list because it's a very focused, cool dance set list, and that I made sure I'm making sure the lighting is like in a certain way so that it gets everybody to feel free and just like move. And most importantly, the song choices. Magnetic Moon in general is about bringing people together and embracing both light and dark. And for me and my background, I guess most of my shows were always like positivity, positivity. But with positivity comes a lot of obstacles and a lot of healing required. And that's something that I mentioned during the show, that for anybody feeling like you're on your way and we're on our way. So feel free to cry, dance, laugh, scream, shout. Like, this is the place. And I'm doing this because I've been inspired by the warm hands that my fans have been holding me with. And yeah, I think that's the most exciting part of performing, the set list, so that they dance and feel energized and really feel ready to run their lives out in the world.
Yeah, I love it. In the press release, it kind of said what you're saying now, like where the songs kind of are, where it's survival mode that switches on and you run and fight. Have you had either in your personal life or whatever you feel you want to share, or like fans kind of tell you about their struggles? Is it also kind of where the inspiration for this concept comes?
Absolutely. I remember doing the mini show piece earlier this year and then stopping by Asia for the exclusive showcase. I had so many fans there that passed out all the letters and I took them on the plane and then brought them home. There are so many letters and so many even online right now. It's just so amazing to see how much the fans are opening up and telling me that it's changing the way they feel about themselves and that they're ready to go out there and feel fabulous and live the way and be true to their emotions. And it only inspires me and only gives me more strength to give it my all. And for me, I think it's not about boxing yourself in that, like when you're growing up or when you're younger, you don't think that you have to be your dress or sing or talk a certain way, but you are on your own. You set your limits. And for me, it's about, you know, now that I trust myself, that I've had this experience and I've learned the rules, it's about how can I challenge myself and take this further and do something positive and take it further. I think that this has been my main focus this whole time. During the whole year, when each show, I'm like taking it so slowly and deeply as possible and wanting to make it better every time, not in a sense of like, oh, I have to be perfect, but it's how can I connect with you more? Like, how can I connect with my fans more? That's where I'm at. I guess it's a heart-to-heart thing that I really, really want to leave every show.
Wonderful. You did mention just now that your younger self, and like how when we're younger, we feel like we have to kind of subscribe to a certain set of rules. I also wanted to ask you, what would you tell yourself 10 years ago? And also, what is something you want to know from future you? like you 10 years into the future?
I would tell my younger self, patience and hard work are the only answers. Stay sassy, but classy.
I love it.
Stay sassy, but classy. Definitely that.
What would you want to know from future you?
I want to know how to stay still when it's uncomfortable. And when you feel like you're not on the right path, like, I don't know how to stay still. And I think I'm still trying to learn how to do that. The more I do this, I guess future me will be like very zen. My whole like backstage and green room is like stretching, yoga and meditation. And like, what's it called? Like relaxing oils. Like, I would love to ask my future self, how do I stay so still?
How do I stay so still?
So putting it out there in the future. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, those are definitely good ways to occupy your time.
Yeah.
So I know that you've worked with Fernando, and hopefully I don't butcher his name.
Garibay. Thank you.
who produced Lady Gaga's Born This Way. And even in the song's description on iTunes for Run For Your Life, it describes the song as a majestic shot of confidence that recalls peak Lady Gaga. Would you say it's safe to say Run For Your Life has like Lady Gaga vibes, but your own twist? And what about this concept resonates with you?
I was honored when I read that. It was like, huh? Me? My goodness. Like, I have been such a fan, and everybody knows that when I love, love, love the artist, I just really, really like it. I take it all in, from BoA to Lady Gaga, Madonna, that it's an honor to even be able to see that. And I'm glad and happy that I'm giving off the energy that I've taken in from artists that inspire me. And that ultimately, I just hope to do the same, what both queens and divas have done. For me as a female artist and as a human being and for the world, Run Your Life has my own take of an energetic, ambitious, passionate pop song. I really have no words except that I'm honored to even get that. And to work with Fernando, he is such an amazing producer and human being that really, really cares. And because of that care and love, I become so open to really, really want to explore and write in those moods, all in all about my moods.
A few weeks ago in an IG caption you wrote, this wasn't the whole caption, but it's an excerpt from it. I've been singing one style proudly my whole life. I'd like to be an artist that's fearless and unashamed to do/try whatever that makes me feel like a woman. But that being said, what are other styles that fans can look forward to from you?
I've been deeply immersed back into dance music, but it's been my whole career, actually. Whether it's putting in the effort on my vocals or mixing it a certain way, I just want to show versatility and that I can be experimental. And that's the part of the journey of finding a sound in your identity. Honestly, in terms of the message, and you know, every time I put out something or anytime anybody puts out something different, I realized everyone was like, oh, that's not her. That's not her style. And it's not. I'm like, no, that is me. This is me. You're just getting to know me. So I guess I'm just ready to put out more fun and different and daring things.
Yay! Thank you so much for your time. See you in less than a week.
Yes, yes. Have a good one. Have a good show. Good luck.
Have a good one. Thank you.
What if I start trending on Twitter? Like, oh my God, Tiffany impersonator. I'm like, oh
no. I'm on.
Okay, wait a moment. I was just kidding.
That's not really me.
Right? It was satire, Tiffany. Don't sue me.
Why am I being too on brand right now?
I love it.
Thanks again for listening. Don't forget to review, share, and subscribe to Whiting Words. Our intro and outro song is called New Vintage by Armani.